All right, we're going to get started here. First of all, we want to thank everyone for coming out tonight. I know it was not the nicest conditions. We're kind of hoping for a little bit better weather, but we're glad that those that came out did. So a little bit about what's going to go on. We're going to go ahead and do our short program here, and then we're going to have the band start playing. We're going to intermittently give out door prizes. So if you haven't signed up for your door prizes yet, make sure you sign your ticket and put it in the jar over there. You can only win once, so if you sign up 100 times, that's nice, but you only get to win one thing. Oh, look at my beautiful audience here. These are all my little grandbabies. Yay! So a little bit about the chamber, and credit, of course, goes to the Manning Centennial Book. And while I'm up here, I think we need to thank Dave Kuzel for all he does for our community, recording the history. The little bit of information I do have on the chamber, I would not have if I wasn't able to go to that Centennial Book and recall that. So Manning started, and actually you're going to say, well, it's over 100 years old. We're 102 years old this year, actually. But thanks to COVID, we weren't able to celebrate the last couple years. We weren't even able to get together, as all of you know. So I'm going to kind of read this just a little bit. When Manning was first being built in 1881, there were 112 buildings up or in the process of being built in 4 months. That just shows you what a progressive community we have always been. You know, that many buildings in 4 months is amazing. Of those 112 buildings, 69 of them were businesses. So in 1887, Mayor Dewing, I don't know if any of you know him, I don't probably think so, had a meeting with the businessmen of Manning for a Manning Improvement Club. Even though this wasn't actually the chamber, this is what got the idea of getting a Manning Chamber going. 34 years later, in 1921, 50 businessmen got together, and that's when they decided to start the Chamber of Commerce, and their slogan was Commercial Hub of the Midwest. Then we go 59 years later to 1980, where there were 92 chamber members. The exciting thing for me when I read this is hopefully, with a little bit of luck, by this summer we should have close to our almost 100 chamber members, which is amazing. You know, we're celebrating our 100th, that we'll have 100 chamber members. So, you know, I like to brag about our town quite a bit, and we're just such a progressive little town. And if you look back how many years we've had new businesses opening every year, and you see a lot of other communities kind of dwindling away. So if it wasn't for our businesses and for the people who supported them, we wouldn't be where we are today. So we're going to go next to our past presidents. I'm very thankful that some of them were able to come tonight. So if you are here, please stand. And then when we're done with the past presidents, we're going to go and have all the past chamber members stand. Randy Saunders, Marcy Ehlers, Harvey Dales, I know Bob Stessman's here, Dixon Cole, Kirk Hewen, I think I saw come in before. Rexanne Struve is at the door, still a very active member with us. Denise Doyle, Tiffany Carson, Pete Cron, Ron Colling, and Marcia Clausen. And Marcia's here also. So if you guys want to come up and take a bow, we appreciate everything you have done. So
we would like to take your picture.
Yeah, come up for a photo, please. Give these guys a big round of applause. They're the reason our town is successful. Okay, if you're wondering who your current officers are, it'd be Christina Lupardis, myself, Bobby Doyle, Kathy Schwaller, and then Mai Wrighton and Sydney Maycumber do a lot of our advertising and keep our Facebook updated. So, all right. Now that that's done, we want to thank the Marketplace for donating the coffee. Yay. Marketplace for the coffee. Hy-Vee donated the cake. We got pies from Deb's and from Willow Creek Market. Manning Regional Hospital Healthcare Center donated the Smokies and the barbecue sauce. So we're going